Tales from Gilead of Boudica, a 3D audio experience, based on the work by Margaret Atwood, told by Molly Molotov 666. All famous musical compositions used are in public domain, or its version is free use.
Oh, shut your face. Don't call me that. I'm not a hero. I only took you to Canada because I couldn't live with the alternative. It's purely selfish on my part. I just don't want to hate myself while sitting on my thumbs in Canada knowing perfectly well that I could be hauling your ass over the Erie instead. Just do me one favor, okay? Tell that baby in your womb about what happened here when he's old enough. It'll be a hard conversation, but he needs to know why he's Canadian and not a son of Gilead. I didn't just haul your pregnant ass from Lake City to Old Cut in a dinghy for him to grow up under his eye. Ignorance grows in ways you can't fathom right now. You hear me? Good. Good. Now off with you. There's doctors here that are gonna give you both the once over, and you'll be fine. I promise. Already covered. You also have quality of life funds, free medical and housing, and a little cash to get you started to boot. Well, you won't need me again. That's the whole point. There's no need to contact me. You only have the future. Don't look back. You're young. You'll outlive this war. I promise you. And it's not as scary as it looks. The worst is over. Nobody will ever call you of anything ever again. You're going to miss your bus. Seriously. Get going. The hospital closes in like 6 hours. You better go make sure you're on time. Listen. Be scared. I won't tell you not to be. But you have to push through it. Even when it hurts. Especially when it hurts. Now go. Pitter batter. Let's get at her. I need to get back to my post. More girls are going to need taken to the other side. You know, I gotta get them through Lake Erie in one piece, so. Well, nobody's crazy enough to do it but me. You know, I gotta do it. Nah, I don't see myself retiring from this. Something tells me, this is something I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. My name? Call me of Boudica. All right, ladies. We should be safe now until we get into open water. Once we get into open water, there's gonna be search boats looking for us. We should be safe in the dark, but if they catch us, we're fucked. We have to stay quiet. If you see searchlights, duck down. It means they can see you, and they will start firing. I'll get us out of range as quickly as we can, but you need to keep your heads down. Cover up with the tarp. If they can't see you, they can't aim to shoot you. With the darkness in combination with the tarp, you should be fine. Just stay quiet. If we get taken in, tell them we're pregnant. They won't shoot you, but you will be captured. It'll buy you some time to plan another escape. Optimism, girls. Optimism. It's all we have right now. Oh, don't worry about little old me if we get caught. I've been saved. Oh, no, no, no! Fuck! Don't shoot! Don't shoot! There are pregnant women on board! Don't kill them! I'm so sorry, girls. I tried. Don't try to swim. We're cornered. You won't make it. Good luck, girls. Don't let this get you down. There's always hope. They're about to board. Don't show fear.
I'm coming. I'm boarding now. Don't go knocking me into the water, you clumsy dickhead.
Your crew, head over the checkpoint. Your crew, head over the checkpoint. Do so now.
Well, if it isn't the Spanish Inquisition, how suspicious. Didn't think that you would have Monty Python and Gilead. Here I thought you would be standing there, sharing the same dazed and confused look of your partner over there. Speaking of which, hey there, Lenny. Hug any cute little bunnies lately? Oh, fuck. Ugh, what? The big bad lady scare you with her book learning? Yeah, what are you gonna do about it? A fucking what? Huh. A lobotomy. What? No. No, that's just fucked up. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be allowed to erase people like that. So let me get this straight. You mean to tell me that if I turn in my allies, you are not going to shove a needle in my brain? Yeah, well, I don't believe you. If I give you what you want, you'll just torture and kill me anyway. And you know it. I'm not giving in to you, Gilead filth. You're getting nothing from me. You sound like a fucking Bond villain. We're two droogies, short the proper equipment for the old in-out. Fuck you. Oh, watch Clockwork Orange and be a better person for it. Oh, wait, don't watch that. Fuck, like you might get ideas. So what now? Huh? You got me here. All dressed up in this prison drab with no place to go. Oh, well. Looks like you don't need any more ideas. You seem to come up with plenty of fucked up torture shit on your own, huh? So, what's the, what's the box with the knobs on it for? Inquiring minds wanna know.
Well, look at you. Not playing around, huh? Well, get it over with, will you? You fucking tit. We haven't got all day. Electrodes? Well, shit. That's gonna hurt. My name? Of Boudica. Why? Because the Celt queen who nearly sacked the Romans seemed like the perfect name for me after the fall of America. Took over London and two other cities because Rome kidnapped and raped her daughters and beat her in public for not kowtowing to them. England stood under her feet. That's why. You know, it's exactly as now. You're under my feet. It's why I'm here, tied up, your armed guards standing, watching, protecting you. Even then, this would barely be a fair fight if you were unarmed. You would need at least two more men to get anywhere near me. I chose of Boudica. Because she's the only one man enough to be my commander. Really? So, riddle me this. What part of the armed guard standing over us like that dictates to me that you are strong? Huh? I'm waiting. Fuck you. Fuck off. At least 60 women, men, children, babies. And once I have escaped and I've murdered you, I'm gonna double that number in a month! I'm not stopping until you fuckers stop raping and enslaving handmaids. I'm not telling you. Nothing. You're getting nothing from me. You get nothing. Yeah, turn it up. It's not going to help. Fry my brain so there's nothing left to lobotomize you, piece of shit. I'm not telling you anything. There is no resistance. Just a rabble of people trying to get away from a country that will enslave them. There are no leaders. And why do you want to know that? They raped me over and over. And I mothered 4 children for Gilead. Each was ripped from me before I could even look at them. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. I don't say that name. I don't care what Gilead called me. I am of Boudica. That is my real name. Fuck you.
Fuck.
I was never Ezekiel. That was never my name. Shut your whore mouth. Of course not. I was a sex slave. I didn't want it. I wanted my life back. No. I am more than sex. I am a human being. You'll show me, huh? What? Your bedroom? No. Come on, no. Oh, they raped me for years. No more. No more. Please, no. Dramatic piece of shit, aren't you? Taking me to your chambers. Didn't want the other men to see what you're gonna do next, huh? I don't care what you do. I'm not saying anything. I don't know anything. I just save people on my own. No help. No, I don't know anything about any posts. I never had a post with the resistance. Ever. You're seriously going to do this? Seriously? No. Wait. We're more than that. We just don't want to be slaves to men. We want to matter more to society than you want us to. We're more than wombs to have babies and pussies to be fucked. Don't touch me, please. You fucking fuck. I don't want to kiss you. Just stop. Listen, if you want to just fuck me, I'll do it freely. Just get rid of the Andre the Giant over there with the gun, will ya? Please, just let it be us. Please, get him out of here, and I'll do anything you want. Just don't let him watch. Thank you, Commander. Yes, I said Commander. That's what you are, isn't it? Now that he's gone, what do you want to do now? Hey, that's rough. Please.
Yes, Commander. It feels good. Yes, Commander. Yes, Commander. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, your cock's so big. You have a big cock. Yes, Commander. Keep fucking me, please. I'll suck your dick if you want me to. Please keep fucking me. Please. Yeah. That feels good, please. Don't make me suck your cock. Please. Alright. Whatever you say, Commander. Of course, I like it, Commander. Such a nice big cock. Fucking love it. No, I'm not lying, Commander. I love your big cock. Some more. How do you want me? Okay. Yeah, get on my hands and knees. I like that. Okay, give it to me. Huh. Yeah. You wanna come? You wanna come? Mm-hmm. Yeah, come. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to come. I want you to come, baby, come. Yeah, come. Come, please, Commander. Please, Commander, please come. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, come, Commander. Yeah, come on, come for me. Please. Please come. You're not gonna come until I do. I can't come like this. Just come and come at me and I'll take care of myself, I promise. Please just come at me. You want me to touch my clit, Wally? Okay. Because I'm faking it? I'm not faking it. I'm having a great time, Commander. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Alright, I'll touch my clit while you fuck me. No. No, you don't have to do it for me. I'll do it. I'll do it harder. Oh my God. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Fuck. Oh yeah. Harder. Harder. Yeah. Commander. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're a fucking monster, you know that. So Commander, Commander, are you sleeping? Nothing, Commander. It's fine. Just, I'm going to sleep. Go to sleep, Commander. Yeah. Go back to sleep. It's fine. I'm not doing anything. I'm just falling asleep with you. Yeah. That'd be silly if there's guards outside. Yeah. Good night, Commander. Here it is. There you are. Hey, Commander. You shouldn't have sent your guard away.
Under his eye, motherfucker. Shithead. Oh, hi there, gun collection. Oh, nice. That's the ticket out of here. See you in hell, fuckface. And by the way, told you so.